From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now. Since World War I, more than 90,000 Americans have either been official prisoners of war or listed as missing in action. 90,000. And today, thousands are still missing. Remembering them is a mission for a dedicated group that may have rolled through your town. They came to Natick, Massachusetts, just west of Boston over the weekend. And Here and Now's Alex Ashlock was there.
Members of Rolling Thunder rolled into downtown Natick Sunday afternoon, dozens of motorcycles roaring as the crowd saluted. Rolling Thunder is devoted to keeping the memory of prisoners of war and the missing in action alive. On Sunday, they came to a local park to unveil a simple granite empty chair as a symbol for those POWs and MIAs. Carlos Verissimo came on his bike. He's not a veteran, but on his leather vest, a patch read, "I wasn't there, but I still care."
You know, we're just trying to get involved and, you know, raise awareness, especially for the POW, MIA.
Why is it so important to you?
We don't want the younger generation to forget, you know. So that's why we keep doing this, make sure people don't forget.
Sunday's dedication was the latest in a nationwide effort to place the symbolic empty chairs in parks and town halls. So far, chairs have been placed at minor league ballparks in Bristol, Tennessee, and Tacoma, Washington, also on the courthouse lawn in Marion, Virginia. In Massachusetts, the chairs have been placed at the stadiums where the New England Patriots, Boston Red Sox, and Boston Bruins play. Joe Dontramont is the president of Rolling Thunder's Massachusetts Chapter 1.
We're trying to let the kids know from first grade all the way up to people in the 90s that there are people still missing from America's past wars, and we want them home. There's currently a POW right now from Afghanistan, Bowie Bergdahl, and they know he's alive. His family just got a letter. So it's, you know, we'd like to really see, you know, some closure for that family to get him home.
One prisoner of war who did come home is 83-year-old William Skipper. He spent nearly 3 years in a POW camp during the Korean War. Yesterday, he told the crowd at the ceremony, the empty chair means a lot to him.
I just have one thing to say. While in Korea, I had a rock that was the symbol of this chair. Still hurts. Anyone that's got missing, sit in that chair. You will feel it.
Like so many towns and cities across the country, there's a tradition of service in Natick, Massachusetts. Local historian Carrie Holmes says dating back to the Revolutionary War, around 5,000 local men and women have been in the military. That number includes 2,400 during World War II.
The War Department was so impressed that in World War II, they commended the town for having one of the highest per capita service enlistments in the country.
Holmes also said town records show that 9 men from Natick were held at the infamous Confederate prisoner of war camp Andersonville during the Civil War. Nearly 24 were held prisoner during World War II. Now there's a simple empty chair in a local park dedicated to their memory. The men and women who ride those motorcycles as part of the Rolling Thunder group hope the trend will continue across the country. Josh Ostroff is a local selectman who believes it's a worthy cause.
Well, I think it speaks to the power of remembrance, and I think we owe a debt to people that can never be repaid if they're MIAs.
That report from Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. To see his photographs, go to hereandnow.org. Back in a moment, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.